Chapter 17. Accidental Davening, Dyskinesia and Cantillation. Solomon R. was an intelligent middle-aged man with a dyskinesia, an unusual movement disorder which, in him, took the form of rhythmic pulsions of various sorts, forcible expulsions of breath, accompanied by loud phonations, and a synchronous contraction of abdominal and trunk muscles, causing his body to bow or rock with each expiration. Over the weeks that I saw him, there was a strange elaboration of this picture. The expiratory phonatory beat began to acquire a sort of melody, a repetitive sing-song to accompany it, and to this, in turn, was added a half-articulate murmuring quality, like the prosody of a soft, unintelligible language. With this, and his now increasing bowing movement, Mr. R. seemed to be cantillating, praying, davening, as such murmuring, rhythmically motoric prayer, is called by religious Jews. Indeed, a couple of weeks later, I was able to catch a number of Hebrew words, which seemed to confirm my impression. But when I asked Mr. R., he told me that though they were indeed Hebrew words, they made no sense. They were plucked out of the air, he said, as if to fill the prosodic and melodic demand of his dyskinesia. Random though the words were, this strange activity gave Mr. R. a deep satisfaction and allowed him to feel he was doing something and not just the victim of a physical automatism. Wanting to document this extraordinary scene, I went one day to the hospital with my tape recorder. As soon as I entered, I could hear Mr. R. down the hall, or so I thought, but when I entered the room, I found a Sabbath service in progress. The cantillation was coming not from my patient, but from the davening rabbi himself. With the rabbi, presumably, the rhythmic emphases of prayer had led to a sympathetic rhythmic movement of the body, but with Mr. R., it had happened the other way round. Not originally a man attracted to cantillation or prayer, he had now been drawn to this through the physiological accident of dyskinesia.